This goes to Lisa Ferguson, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice, fax 989-668-0423, regarding Agnes, A-G-N-E-S, Gross, G-R-O-S-S, date of birth, March 14th of 1935. Dear Lisa, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Gross with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and history of bladder carcinoma with tumor resection, and chronic anemia. Her last visit was September 13th of 2021. Her weight is stable. Today, her blood pressure has been fluctuating quite a lot, between 140 and 170, over 60 to 80 when her daughter has checked it. But usually it does not run that high, usually between 120 and 140 over 60 to 70, the daughter reports. She has been feeling well, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no cloudiness or blood in the urine, and she does have a urologist, Dr. Mattman, M-A-A-T-M-A-N, who she follows with regularly. No edema or claudication symptoms. Medications. Medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from previous visit. She's not on any medication for hypertension. Physical examination. Weight is 111 pounds. Pulse 63, oxygen saturation is 98% on room air, and blood pressure today 140 over 68. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 7th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.0, estimated GFR is 53, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.8, albumin 4.0, calcium is 9.3, hemoglobin 11.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, hypertension, and history of bladder carcinoma managed by Dr. Mattman. The patient will continue to monitor blood pressure at home. She may need treatment, although she generally ranges between 120 and 140 over 60 to 70. I wouldn't expect that she'd need medication. But the daughter is going to continue to help her monitor her blood pressure at home. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. Labs will be checked every 3 to 6 months for us, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.